Chapter 3, Breaking the Attack Lifecycle with XDR. Threat actors have evolved from direct attacks against a high-value server or asset, or shock and awe, to a patient, multi-step process that blends exploits, malware, stealth, and evasion in a coordinated network attack, or low and slow. In this chapter, you learn about the attack lifecycle and how extended detection and response, or XDR, helps you break the lifecycle to stop attacks against your environment. This chapter outlines a general representation of the common stages of an attack. Many security teams have adopted the MITRE Adversarial Tactics, Techniques, and Common Knowledge, or ATTACK, framework to help them track threats at various stages of an attack. A true XDR should be able to detect every step an adversary makes and map each step of MITRE attack tactics and techniques to simplify investigations. Understanding the attack lifecycle. The attack lifecycle illustrates the sequence of events, or steps, that an attacker goes through to infiltrate a network and exfiltrate, or steal, valuable data. These steps include the initial vulnerability exploit, malware installation, command and control, lateral movement, and exfiltration. See Figure 3.1. If you can detect steps earlier in the lifecycle, you can stop attackers from executing later stages of an attack. The following sections take a closer look at the attack lifecycle and how XDR helps you break that lifecycle. Reconnaissance. Threat actors meticulously plan their attacks. They research, identify, and select targets, often extracting public information from targeted employees' social media profiles or from corporate websites, which can be useful for social engineering and phishing schemes. Attackers also use various tools to scan for network vulnerabilities, services, and applications that they can exploit, such as network analyzers, network vulnerability scanners, password crackers, port scanners, and web application vulnerability scanners. XDR breaks the lifecycle during reconnaissance through continuous monitoring and inspection of network traffic flows to detect and prevent unauthorized port and vulnerability scans, host sweeps, and other suspicious activity. Weaponization. Next, attackers determine which methods to use to compromise a target endpoint. They may choose to embed intruder code within seemingly innocuous files, such as a Microsoft Word document or an email message. Or for highly targeted attacks, attackers may customize deliverables to match the specific interests of an individual within the target organization. Attackers next try to deliver their weaponized payload to a target endpoint, for example, via email, instant messaging, or IM, drive-by download, in which an end user's web browser is redirected to a web page that automatically downloads malware to the endpoint in the background, or infected file share. Breaking the lifecycle at this phase of an attack is challenging because weaponization typically occurs within the attacker's network. However, analysis of artifacts, both malware and weaponizer, can provide important threat intelligence to enable effective zero-day protection when delivery is attempted. XDR provides visibility into all network traffic to effectively block malicious or risky websites, applications, and Internet Protocol or IP addresses and prevent known and unknown malware and exploits. Exploitation. After a weaponized payload is delivered to a target endpoint, it must be triggered. An end user may unwittingly trigger an exploit, for example, by clicking a malicious link or opening an infected attachment in an email, or an attacker may remotely trigger an exploit against a known server vulnerability on the target network. Breaking the lifecycle at this phase of an attack requires XDR capabilities, including the following: vulnerability and patch management, malware detection and prevention, threat intelligence, including known and unknown threats, blocking risky, unauthorized, or unneeded applications and services, logging and monitoring all network, endpoint, and cloud activity. An effective XDR agent prevents known, zero-day, and unpatched vulnerabilities by blocking the exploitation techniques attackers use to manipulate applications. Although there are thousands of exploits, they typically rely on a small set of exploitation techniques that change infrequently. By blocking these techniques, XDR prevents exploitation attempts before endpoints can be compromised. See Figure 3.2. Installation. Next, an attacker will escalate privileges on the compromised endpoint. For example, by establishing remote shell access and installing rootkits or other malware. With remote shell access, the attacker has control of the endpoint and can execute commands in privileged mode from a command line interface, or CLI, as if physically sitting in front of the endpoint. The attacker will then move laterally across the target's network, executing attack code, identifying other targets of opportunity, and compromising additional endpoints to establish persistence. The key to breaking the lifecycle at this phase of an attack is to prevent installation on the endpoint and limit or restrict the attacker's lateral movement within the network. XDR leverages Endpoint Detection and Response, or EDR, and Endpoint Protection Platform, or EPP, technologies to prevent installation. XDR also monitors and inspects all traffic between zones or segments in a zero-trust model and provides granular control of applications that are allowed in the environment. Command and control. Threat actors establish encrypted communication channels back to command and control servers across the internet. This approach allows them to modify their attack objectives and method as additional targets of opportunity are identified within the victim network, as well as evade any new security countermeasures that the organization may try to deploy if attack artifacts are discovered. Communication is essential to an attack because it enables the attacker to remotely direct the attack and execute the attack objectives. Command and control traffic has to be resilient and stealthy for an attack to succeed. Breaking the lifecycle at this phase of an attack requires the following: inspecting all network traffic, including encrypted communications. Blocking outbound command and control communications with anti-command and control signatures, along with file and data pattern uploads. Blocking all outbound communications to known malicious uniform resource locators, or URLs, and IP addresses. Blocking novel attack techniques that employ port evasion methods. Preventing the use of anonymizers and proxies on the network. Monitoring the domain name system, or DNS, for malicious domains and countering with DNS sinkholing or DNS poisoning. Redirecting malicious outbound communications to honeypots to identify or block compromised endpoints and analyze attack traffic. Lateral movement and exfiltration. Attackers often have multiple different attack objectives, including data theft, destruction or modification of critical systems, networks and data, and denial of service, or DOS. This last stage of the lifecycle can also be used by an attacker to advance the early stages of the attack against another target. For example, an attacker may compromise a company's extranet to breach a business partner that is the primary target. These types of supply chain attacks became headline news in 2020 with the SolarWinds attack. Breaking the lifecycle at this stage requires XDR tools that can automatically detect and prevent data exfiltration and other malicious or unauthorized actions. Looking at an attack example. To help visualize all the steps of an attack lifecycle and their role in an attack, let's take a closer look at a hypothetical attack. In Figure 3.3, a threat actor executes the following steps to attack a target. 1. Exploitation. The attacker exploits bugs in the web server to take control of the server. 2. Installation. The attacker uses the control of the server to install Mimikatz and get access to admin credentials. 3. Command and control. The attacker installs additional malware and remote access tools to establish persistence and command and control communications. 4. Lateral movement. The adversary moves laterally across the network, comprises multiple endpoints, and accesses private and public cloud applications. 5. Access and exfiltration. The attacker looks at the configuration files on the server, finds the back-end database location, queries the database, and saves the results to a local file. Collected data is uploaded to an authorized or sanctioned cloud storage location. The attacker then deletes the file that contains the data from the database, clears the local logs, and closes the session. An XDR platform gathers and analyzes multiple types of data to detect and stop adversary tactics across the attack lifecycle.